Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
All right, Over Under 98.5. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshitz, and we're taking a look at the World Cup. We're finally here. We are finally here. We have a final between France and Croatia. Now, Dan, before we get into the line and everything like that, I don't think people expected these two teams to be into it whatsoever. France looked outstanding, and I thought England choked against Croatia. And in the end, I think Croatia was the better team here. But France, the favorite going into this one against Croatia. Do you feel like there's people out there that actually want to bet the underdog in this match?
I mean, honestly, yes. I mean, I think there's a good betting market for Croatia if you take a look at the numbers. Croatia's been, I mean, dominant all tournament in terms of midfield and kind of, you know, people are just really attracted to the Rakitic-Modric combo. Those guys, I mean, are just, you know, real elite players for Barcelona and Real Madrid. And so watching them together has been incredibly fun this entire tournament. Those guys have been honestly, legitimately just the most fun to watch in terms of, at least for me. I know there's a ton of people betting the dog because there's so much value there, Joe. I think there's so much value there. I mean, the thing is that right now the line is at +403. So, I mean, pretty much betting $100 and winning $403 if you bet that hundo. Right now, in my opinion, I mean, listen, I'm leaning France just because I think that that's the team that's going to win. I think they're the better team. I think they put on a better display this entire tournament. I think that they're the team that has really, as the tournament's gone on, really, you know, progressed and done well and hasn't choked. I mean, Belgium choked. Honestly, against France, I thought they deserved to win that game, at least for a while, and France put it away. And in England, absolutely choked. Classic England, you know, if Harry Kane just doesn't bang that ball off the post, you know, England is in the final. So England choked, without a question, Joe.
All right, so speaking of choke, okay, France, Euro 2016, in the final, choked it away. They were probably one of the best teams at that time. The two biggest questions for me heading into this match, one, France is in the final. They have the most pressure. They've had the most time off. On the flip side of that, Croatia has played how many matches in a row now that's gone extra time? Three, right? So that's the big thing for me. How tired is Croatia? And can France hold on, considering that they're the better team in this one? I know a lot of people will back Croatia. I'm a France guy. I've had a vested interest in France this whole entire tournament, okay? And I had England-France in the matchup, and I think England choked it. To me, the biggest thing is this. Can Croatia continue to persevere? And can France make up for their loss back in 2016? I'll tell you this. I think as far as keepers go, France has the advantage. And in the end, I just think that France has more depth. They're more fresh. And I think wins this game 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I think 3-1 is fair. I don't think that France has the attack to really score three goals against Croatia, at least in my opinion, the way I look at it. I'm going under. I mean, I'm liking like a 1-0 France win. I think that these teams, I mean, listen, Croatia's an attacking team, and we've seen it throughout the tournament. Again, I'm going to go back to that midfield, has really been the, you know, the driving force in regards to Croatia's ability to attack the ball. Mandzukic at the front has been very average at best in terms of a striker. I honestly think that you're going to see France with their holding mid as they kind of played the same way that they played against Belgium with Matuidi and the Pogba, and they're going to do that. That holding midfield, and I know I'm forgetting someone else in that holding midfield right now, Conte. And so those three guys in the back are going to be very strong, and they played very strongly throughout the tournament. I think that Pogba's been far better for France than he has been for the club. And as you mentioned, the Croatia, just the constant running, so many matches, all these matches are going to finals, then penalties, so many emotional swings. It's hard to get yourself up for another game after beating Russia like that, and then coming back and beating England and fighting, you know, in extra time. It's going to be hard for me to back them knowing that, you know, they've been doing so much. I mean, listen, there's no other way to put this. I'm taking France. Now, the question is, am I taking France to win in the final, meaning, like, you know, in extra time included? You know, that's around, like, minus 210. If I'm, or minus 225, sorry, minus 225 France to win. If I'm just taking them in the money line in the first 90 minutes, they're minus 107. That kind of scares the hell out of me that the line is so wildly different and it's the variance is so insane. So it's just, it's a little worrisome to me. That's my honest opinion.
I like France in this one. I'm definitely in on the juice. I will take the 200 or whatever it is for them to win the cup. But again, they're minus odds. Heavy favorites, and when it comes to those, Dan, people love the underdog. So what's the total at right now? What do we have it at?
Total's at two.
Two. I like the over. I think the over is the safest play in this match, and I like France moving on. Now, let's go to the golden ball. All right, we've seen all these odds out there when it comes to who will win the golden ball. Will this match implicate who wins the golden ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think it will. I mean, listen, you have Harry Kane up there. So, I mean, yes, Kane could theoretically win it because he's going to win the golden boot, like 99% of chance, unless, you know, Mbappe scores like 7 goals or something like that. But, I mean, yeah, it's realistically France, and whoever wins for France or Croatia is going to get the golden ball. So it's either Mbappe or, you know, Modric or Griezmann or Conte, something like that. I honestly think there's real good value in Griezmann. Look, Mbappe has been the name that's kind of exported onto the scene from the World Cup, and everyone's kind of, you know, learned who he is, good young French kid, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's real value in Griezmann plus 970. He's been one of the best players for France the entire tournament. All he has to do is have a great game against Croatia. And, I mean, that's the way to do it. So, I'm riding on something here. I'm riding Griezmann. Luka Modric is sitting at plus 173. There's no value for me there. There's no odds even for Rakitic even up there, meaning that he's probably not in consideration at this point. So really it's between Mbappe or at plus 110 or Griezmann at plus 970 for me. I'm going to roll with Griezmann because I don't see how you can't do that. Now, play it small. We're not talking big here. Plus 970, long odds, but that's the way I'm kind of rolling, Joe. How about you?
I don't care. I'll be honest with you. I don't care. I want France to win, and that's it. Finally, we do have the third place game. Belgium, England. If you put money on England, you're an idiot. I'm going to say it right now. I don't care if it's a third place game. Give me Belgium all day. I will never put money on England ever again. Do I sound like a guy who lost a bet?
Yeah, maybe you sound like me. I mean, honestly, yes, that's probably the right thing to do. I think that Belgium is the better team. I think that England choked away again, and there's no pressure this game, meaning they'll probably score a couple goals, Joe. So, at this point, I mean, listen, both their team totals are over 1.5. The safest way to me to play is probably the over 3 at 101, maybe the over 2.75. Again, the Asian odds, what we talked about, minus 132. I don't really want to drink that juice. I'm hoping for a 3-1 type game. I'll probably roll with the over 3 or maybe the over 1.5 first half. Whatever, you know, I'm kind of feeling that day, and maybe we'll post it for you guys tomorrow morning while we're kind of rolling with. I'm getting up, going early, going to the beach, Joe, and then going to New York and going to the beach, then going to my meeting and then going back home. So it's going to be a real interesting day. I mean, at this point, I really don't know, you know, what I'm going to be doing, but I'll post a play for you guys, at least what I'm liking. Joe, I think we know what you're liking. You're going France. You're going France to win it all.
And I like the over.
And Joe, and you like the over. You like the over in France, so we're going to post that up. I like the under. I'm also going France. I'll probably go France in extra time or France in full time. We'll see you tomorrow. And obviously, I'm liking England and Belgium over tomorrow for sure.
That's some great World Cup talk here on Over Under 985. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. We will continue with Over Under 985. We'll take a look ahead to a little bit of Home Run Derby. And also the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And, of course, we'll post our plays on Twitter at OverUnder985.
And just remember, guys, since this is going to be a little short one. This is going to be a short one since, you know, we basically don't have anything here. And at this point, we're stripping the studio down piece by piece. So this will be a short one. We'll post up a full podcast for you probably Sunday. And we'll get everything in there. But we wanted to get some World Cup talk in there for you. And have a good one. Enjoy the World Cup. Good luck. Again, you listen to OverUnder985.